Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call the meeting to order. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Is there a second? A motion to move and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I'd like to recognize Ms. Harley for the certification of the executive session.
The first session is going to be February 11, 2016. Motion for certification. I move that the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at the board executive session of February 11, 2016, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under board bylaws Article 10 and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the board. Can I have a second?
Second.
So moved is accepted. Board of Directors, February 25th, 2016, motion for certification. I move the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at today's just concluded board executive session of February 25th, 2016, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session by under the board bylaws Article 10 and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the board. Second. Moved and seconded. Accepted.
I think we
can
you
take
vote
a vote on the two? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now we'll go to the approval of the minutes. We have the minutes for January 28, 2016, January 28, 2016 executive session, February 11, 2016 executive session. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Is there a second? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Now we will go to public comment. Our first public individual is Carol Tyson. Is Ms. Tyson here? Yes. Welcome to Metro.
Thank you. Okay. Good afternoon, board members and staff. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. WMATA has posted a request for information regarding an alternative metro access proposal for Maryland. I have submitted my initial reflections and I'm here to share a few with you. The current proposal suggests that telephone access may be available, but it is not required. Some metro access customers may not have access to a mobile phone, personal computer, or internet. Please ensure the same level of service is provided via phone for everyone. The current proposal neglects to require compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The ADA provides clear guidance to ensure there is no discrimination based on disability. Any contract must explicitly reference the ADA and other relevant civil and human rights laws. The current proposal limits the service to 4 trips per day for each customer. Limiting the number of trips provided by public transportation providers would likely not be allowed or even considered for any other population. The current proposal does not address ensuring adequate wages and benefits for drivers. Please ensure quality working conditions for all drivers and other workers. Require prioritized hiring of any Metro Access workers displaced by the transfer of work to taxi or TNC-based paratransit programs. The current proposal requires service providers to include some wheelchair-accessible vehicles to complement the service. Wheelchair-accessible vehicles should be considered an essential aspect of any transportation service. Please also consider providers demonstrate a commitment to access for all by providing accessible service across business lines. Wheelchair access must not be a service that is provided only for government-subsidized trips. The current proposal suggests that an alternative paratransit contract may go to only one company. Allowing more than one company to participate will contribute to the growth of the DMV economy. My hope is that WMATA will choose to send a clear message to the riding public that access for all and ensuring workers can support their families is a priority. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next public comment is from Mr. David Heller. Mr. Heller, welcome to Metro.
Thank you. Thank you, Board. My name is David Heller. I'm with the Amalgamated Transit Unions International Office. I just wanted to also echo what Carol just said. We've been working with folks in the disability advocacy community on the concern about Maryland's abilities ride, as well as the Metro Access workers that we represent. Last Saturday, I had an action with many of the Metro Access riders, as well as the drivers, on a series of concerns that we have about the Wamaha living wage rate being too low, as well as operational changes that we would like to see happen. Things like ending paying cash outside the vehicle for Metro Access, reviewing the van lists to make sure that they work, replacing the GPS system with something that's much more accurate, because a lot of our drivers will speak about the problems with the current MV tracker, as well as reviewing and considering the trapeze system that the MV call center workers use. I'm happy to talk further about that with you all later, but I just wanted to echo that and echo what Carol said, so thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And our last public comment is from Beth, and it looks like Hive or Live, Lively. Beth? I just can't read your writing here.
Thank you. So my name is Beth Levy, and I'm with the National AFL-CIO, and I'm working with a group of drivers in Montgomery County who are have a co-op. A co-op of all the medallions or PBLs are for accessible transportation and are accessible vehicles, waves. We're very excited, you know, about the opportunity to provide alternative transportation for Metro Access customers. Although, looking at the proposal, you know, we're worried that this proposal would mean that instead of these drivers being their own bosses, their own being able to determine their own destiny, that there would be another company that would take a large percentage of their earnings. I was happy to see that the proposal included a $12 per trip if you picked up somebody in a wave. But again, there's no guarantee that if there's a company above, as they say, a technology company, that they wouldn't take that a higher percentage of those of the earnings from the drivers, and they would be in the same position that they're in now, you know, living in poverty wages. So we're looking forward to providing this transportation. We are happy to serve the community, but we need to do it in a way where the drivers can make a decent living. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for your comments as well. All right, moving on to a salute for service. On behalf of the board, I would like to take the opportunity to honor a very special Metro employee through the salute to service portion of our board meeting. Today, as part of our Years of Service program, the board and Metro leadership are recognizing Mr. Samuel Holt, a Metro employee who has been with the authority for 40 years. Before we get to the formal presentation, I'd like to say a few words about Mr. Holt, who I will now ask to stand. Mr. Holt was hired as a custodian for Metro Rail in 1976. He was promoted to a cleaning machine operator in 1994, where he is responsible for conducting specialized custodial work and routine equipment maintenance. It's in this role that he serves our customers every day. Mr. Holt, thank you for your dedication and commitment to Metro. The Metro Board is grateful for your decades of outstanding, exemplary, and steadfast service to our customers and to your fellow employees. I would now ask you to join me, along with Mr. Requa, in the center of the room for a presentation and a photograph. What are you going to do? Okay, our next item on the agenda is a report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Mr. Sheehan. Mr. Sheehan here. Right.
Okay, portable mic today, I see. Very good. Thank you. The AAC's report this month, I think we've, one thing that we've done this month that I think has been very helpful has been to meet and go over the information for the Alternative Metro Access Plan. As you heard earlier, this plan is comprehensive, but there were certain elements that need to be included in the RFI to make it more comprehensive, particularly the use of the ADA and making ensuring that all aspects of an alternative metro access plan conform with the ADA, and then also the use of the telephone as part of the access that we're looking for. The AAC continues to get information, encourage individuals to submit their documents as part of the formal RFI. I think the information that we have received regarding the alternative metro access plan has been extremely useful. We've had at least three meetings on this so far, and I think we're going to come out with a very good RFI and subsequently an RFP because of the work that's being done by AAC, WMATA staff, the advocates. A lot of people are interested in putting together a system that's going to be effective, create an efficient system, and then also make it sustainable. So we're looking forward to that. The other areas of interest that we've had this month dealt with the budget. We are very pleased that there appears to be no budget increase. We did have some issues regarding a bus-only fare, twice the bus fare for Metro Access. We've asked that those numbers be looked at so that you can calculate Metro Access on twice the bus fare. We're still looking at the lighting project and the bus stop projects. I think the lighting project is a little bit behind schedule, but we want to take a look at that and make sure that that comes up to what we expect it to. We're very pleased with the work that's being done as far as maintenance on in the subway, as far as the platforms are concerned. We're now looking, and the mezzanines, we're now looking for wall lighting and other areas like that, but I think we have a pretty good handle on that. And then lastly, an area that is a fairly good concern to us, I think, would be the emergency gates. We still find that the emergency gates are locked in a lot of these stations. We understand that there are issues concerning fare evasion, but we're looking at the locking of the emergency gates as a safety issue. We would like to see those gates unlocked and take a look at what we can do to fix the fare evasion problem without having to lock those emergency gates. That's been going on now for about 3 months, and that's an area of great concern to not only disabled people, but I think would think that everybody involved in the metro system. Those are the areas that we've been working on. Are there areas that you would like us to look at, or can I provide any other information?
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody have any comments, questions? No? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is the report by the Riders Advisory Council, and that would be Ms. Hermanson.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The staff, everyone here today. I'd like to start by saying how fortunate the RAC was to have Deputy Chief Gaddis from Metro's Transit Police attend our monthly meeting earlier this month. We had a Q&A session, and with crimes on Metro property making the news, we all know that some riders are understandably concerned. We had a member of the public come to one of our RAC meetings, one in January, to speak about his own fears and some violence that he had witnessed. So we welcome the chance to hear about MTPD's patrols, the processes, as well as how they interact with the local jurisdictions. Mr. Gaddis gave us a better understanding of the prevention work that's going on and how they're using data to anticipate the need for patrols and schedule. He also solicited and accepted our own suggestions and comments, and we'll be sending a couple more very soon including one that I think is already perhaps in the works about more prominent signage on how riders can report trouble and know what number to call, or even better, what message they can work. They can send a text message, because sometimes when something strange is going on, picking up a phone and putting it to your ear and starting to talk might be a little something that inspired a little fear in the person. So I know that we all wish crimes would stop. There's a Pollyanna in me that is holding on to the hope that people everywhere will figure out how helpful the cameras have been for Metro to catch suspects, and that people would just stop trying to get away. But to echo Ms. Tregoning's comment at this morning's safety meeting, committee meeting, I do think it's a great idea. FMATA really does a lot of help in that regard to get the word out, because it's a really good message that I would hope could make some difference. On a new subject, also this month, some of our RAP members attended the budget feedback sessions at the stations and the hearing that was in here Monday night. We will be giving the RACs detailed feedback through the public input process and also directly to the Board Executive Committee, which we'll be meeting with in an hour or so. And in general, we do like all of what the fare proposals are meant to accomplish. It does look like there are some big hurdles to overcome before fare reloading off of the buses will work for the cash poor and the disabled. But we do commend the attempt to try to find a way to get the buses to move more quickly. In the next hour with the Executive Committee, we'll also be presenting our work plan for the year and looking for any additions or other feedback. We have several of our RAC leadership team here today for that, and I hope that some of you will have a chance to meet them, and if not today, then over the next couple of months. After today's meeting, we'll share the work plan and with a wider audience and then move forward on getting our research going on them. Questions? Comments?
Questions or comments? Understand? Okay, seeing none, thank you very much for your report. Thank you. Okay, now a report by the chair. I'd like to say good afternoon. I want to start out by thanking our customers and stakeholders for taking the time to provide comments and participation in Metro's FY 2017 budget outreach events. To date, over 1,500 of you have taken our budget survey. We have talked to many of you at our three-station events at Roslyn, Fort Totten, and Anacostia. This past Monday, nearly 40 people attended the budget's public hearing to give their feedback on Metro's proposals. If you haven't taken the survey yet or provided us with your comments, it's still not too late. Customers still have time to submit or send us your valuable feedback by way of an online survey on WMATA.com and through email to writtentestimony@WMATA.com. The comment period doesn't close until 9 a.m. on Monday, February 29th. If you haven't given us your feedback, we would still like to hear from you. Next, as is tradition for the new board chair, I would like to recognize the service of one of our fellow board members, Mort Downey, who has served as this board's chair in 2015. I think we all recognize that 2015 was a challenging year in Metro's history, and to lead the board during the past year was a formidable task. That Mort was able to do so with his characteristic calm and steady demeanor is a testament to his leadership. I'd like to take this opportunity to briefly reflect on some of Mort's accomplishments as chair. First and foremost, he shepherded the board, including many new members, through the process of recruiting and selecting a new general manager. Mort tenaciously ensured that not only did the board come together to select the new general manager, that it did so unanimously. What was also clear throughout the GM selection process and throughout Mort's tenure as board chair was and is his tremendous dedication to Metro's customers. As a regular Metro rider, Mort also has the opportunity to discuss Metro service with customers directly. He also encouraged board members and led by example to take on a more public role. This included the first board member meet and greets with customers at stations this fall. Mort also used his considerable financial expertise to help the board oversee Metro's response to the FTA's financial management oversight recommendations. Lastly, and most importantly, Mort brought his years of experience and expertise to bear in keeping the board and management focused on safety, both of our customers and our employees. In particular, we owe him a gratitude for the leadership he showed during the toughest safety challenges of the year, working with and providing support to Mr. Requa and his team, and reaching across the way to assist with the FTA and NTSB. His knowledge has been a key resource for the board and to the whole Metro team. So again, thank you, Mort, for your service to Metro and to our customers. On behalf of the Metro Board of Directors, I would like to thank you for your service and service as chair of the WMATA board. So thank you, Mort. If you would like to join me in the center here. Okay, thank you. That concludes my remarks. So now we'll go to the general manager, Mr. Wiedenfeld.
Good afternoon. I was just going to give you an update. We've actually been doing some lessons learned from the blizzard still, which is I wanted to share with you on some of the things we found there. A few comments on the budget outreach process and the paperless update, and then we want to focus on some of our employees. Earlier this month, the Amplify Rider community was asked to provide feedback about our communication plan and outreach during the recent blizzard. It actually was brought to us by our chair, Barbara Herman. Thank you, Barbara, for doing that and suggesting that a survey be conducted. And also, I wanted to thank the Amplify community for participating. The survey revealed that the number one source for service information before, during, and after blizzard was WMATA.com. It was followed by TV with the social media a distant third. The Amplify community told us that a few things. The information provided about the service changes was very highly rated, with about a third rating it as excellent. Both bus and rail commuters customers viewed Metro's communication favorably, and the positive reviews were consistent across all jurisdictions. There were lessons learned, definitely, that we're going to apply next time, but I think overall, as the survey shows, it worked well, so we'll continue to build on that success. In terms of budget outreach, I won't repeat what the chairman said, but I did want to thank both Mort. Again, I think it shows, you know, his commitment to the agency and Lake Dormsjo as well, for coming out and meeting with some of our customers to get direct feedback from them on the capital program. Just on the paperless update, you know, basically we're going to be paperless in less than 10 days. It's only 10 days more. The last day to use paper fare cards is March 5th. Customers will, however, be able to transfer paper fare card value under the Smart Trip card until June 30th. So we want to make sure that you cash those in. We continue to remind Metro riders of our paperless milestones and encourage customers who may have unused paper fare cards to transfer all the paper fare card value onto the registered smart card before June 30th deadline. Customers can now use the brown machines located inside the Metro stations to transfer paper fare cards value into the smart trip card or visit any Metro sales office. So with that, let me turn to a very both troubling and very encouraging episode that recently happened. And that's with two of our employees, bus operator Charles Conti, Jr., and MTP police officer Robert Burkholder. Monday afternoon, operator Conti was servicing the bus stop at 7th and D Street Southwest when a group of teenage girls assaulted a 61-year-old woman who had just gotten off the bus. The group of teens then proceeded to snatch the woman's purse. Mr. Conti safely parked the bus, gave chase to the girls, and was able to recover the victim's purse. Officer Buckholder was parked across the street, witnessed the incident, and joined the chase. The girls ran into Lafon Plaza Metro Station, where Officer Buckholder was able to restrain them until backup arrived, and they were arrested. Please join me in applauding Mr. Conti for his courage and heroic actions, and we also applaud Officer Burkholder for not only being at the right place at the right time, but also for springing into action. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That concludes my remarks for today.
Thank you very much. Our next item on the agenda is a report by the Customer Service and Operations Committee, Mrs. Hudgens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the following action item came on the February 11th Customer Service and Operations for the approval of artwork design concept proposals for the Dulles Phase 2 public art projects. For the board's approved art in transit program guidelines, WMATA organized and facilitated in the artwork review panel to select the site specific work of public art for incorporation in non-revenue areas at which the six stations in phase two of the Silver Line will be. The panel included representatives from MWA, Fairfax County Department of Transportation, Arts Council of Fairfax County, the Initiative for Public Art Reston, Virginia-based public art professionals, and WMATA. The recommendation for approval of the artwork proposes funding by MWA and authorizes the general manager to enter into contracts valued at $250,000 each with the artists of the approved proposals to further develop, fabricate, and install the artwork in the station. Mr. Chairman, I so move.
It's been moved. Is there a second? Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank everyone, and I would think that we will have an opportunity to see some of the slides that were presented in the committee, because it is a reflection of WMATA's commitment to public art in the stations, and it is an exciting piece coming to those areas.
Very good. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. That it? I guess so. Okay. Next item on the agenda is a report of the Finance and Administrative Committee, Administration Committee. That'd be me again. Okay. There are two items on the agenda, the renewal of lines of credit. The following actions were referred to the board at the February 11th meeting of the Finance and Administration Committee. Renewal of lines of credit. Staff sought approval for a delegation of authority related to Metro's lines of credit, which support Metro's short-term cash flow needs. The action will delegate certain responsibilities and decision-making authority for the annual renewal of the lines of credit to the general manager, CFO, or treasurer, though any increase to the overall capacity of the lines of credit or any requirement for indemnification must still be approved by the Board of Directors. Beginning July 1, 2016, the aggregate capacity of the lines of credit will also be reduced from $302.5 million to $250 million. The committee also approved an amendment requiring that the board be provided with an update on the use of the lines of credit no later than June 30th of 2017. I move approval of the amended action. Is there a second? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item is the drug and alcohol policy. Staff sought board approval of revisions to Metro's drug and alcohol policy in order to satisfy the 2015 Federal Transit Administration drug and alcohol policy audit findings. Staff has also updated the accompanying drug and alcohol procedures manual to ensure proper implementation of the revised policy. So I would move approval. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the report by the Governance Committee, Mr. Costa.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. Mr. Chairman, the following action was referred to the board at this morning's meeting of the Governance Committee. It's an update to bylaws and procedures. Every year, per the compact, the board is required to organize and review its procedures. For this action, the board will be asked to approve revisions to the bylaws and procedures regarding committee realignment and committee assignments. The board's bylaws have been updated to reflect changes to the board's committee structure. The new committee structure is intended to better align with the critical areas for focus and oversight by the board in the coming year. Additionally, the committees have been structured to ensure a thoughtful but nimble decision-making and oversight. The board's procedures have also been updated to reflect the changes to the committee structure and membership for 2016. We also recognize that the committee structure will be reviewed and revised throughout the year as needed. Now, can I have a motion to approve the board's bylaws and procedures as outlined in the resolution and attachments?
Sure.
Thank you. Is there a second? Any discussion?
Sergeant?
I'd like to just offer a small amendment to the recommendation. And I understand that the work of the Governance Committee has really been a great deal of work for Mr. Costa, and that he's done an exceptional job. I think that the discussion this morning kind of raised some attention to some concerns of the board, and I think that you were working for some of those things as part of the solution. I'd like to amend your recommendation, your motion, to say that we, after the general manager makes his alignment with the organization, that we conduct a review at that time. And I know that's going to be a shorter time than anticipated, but I do think it does have the opportunity to reflect all of the ideas that have been put forward as well as the work that you've done. And with that, I'd like to move that.
Okay. Well, Tony, you and I will go back and forth. Do you want to accept it as a friendly amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. Then it's accepted as a friendly amendment.
Thank you. I'd like to see where the votes for it.
All right. So the motion is before us and been seconded and discussed. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, the next item on the agenda are the are you done, Tony?
I am done.
Yes. More ways than one. Huh? That's how I felt with the finance report. The next item is the consent items, so I'll just move the consent agenda, and is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the consent items, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Reports by the jurisdictions, the District of Columbia. I'm going to recognize Mr. Price. Do you have any report? He's not here. Okay. from the District of Columbia, I have no report. From WSTC, Ms. Harley? No report. From NVTC, Mr. Cochran?
No report.
Okay, and from the federal government, Mr. Downey? Oh, I'm sorry, did you say? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to announce that from the Virginia area, we will be welcoming General Manager Wiedefeld at the Tysons area throughout the Dulles Corridor with all of the transportation agencies there. And we look forward, and the date is April. That's down right. No, it's March 15th. At Sheridan, and so I think we all excited to seeing him.
Okay, very good. From the federal government, Mr. Downey? No report. Okay, if there's no further business to come before the board, the meeting is adjourned.